It's usually tea and toast, and that's it. And it got that way. And then because we only had half an hour lunches and things like that, and lunches even changed. We were grabbing sandwiches, and then I was having a full meal in the evening. And from that, and that really goes on, or went on for quite a time. And that was the subtle change. It just subtly changed over the 70s and 80s, really.
Was there a tendency to put on weight in your family?
Yes. My mother was quite a big woman. To be quite honest, I didn't know my mother being slim. She was always quite a large woman. Small, but large. And she battled for years with trying to lose weight, not very successfully. My father was similar, although he wasn't a large man. He was, because of his bakery, and I always thought he was quite fit. Never went to the doctor, didn't like doctors, never went to the hospital. He said he'd never go in a hospital. So that was quite a surprise when he first was diagnosed with diabetes.
How old was he?
I can't remember how old he was, but he was in his 50s, and I'd said late 50s. In fact, we don't know how long he had diabetes before, because he had double vision. One day the double vision came on, and so to cure it, he put a patch over his eye, and he carried on working like that. And I suppose it was my auntie that nagged him and nagged him to go and get it sorted out, and he went to the doctor, and they sent him to a hospital, which he said he'd never go in, and they diagnosed him with diabetes, and he was in there for a week, in those days it seemed they sort of settled him down, but he had tablets, and he used to have to test his urine as well, and he did that, which then cured his double vision. He was able to take the patch off his eye, he then lived with diabetes like that. I don't know what sort of diabetes care he had, because it wasn't